Jonathan Feldstein. A very, very good morning to you, Jonathan, founder of Genesis 123 Foundation. How are you? What a day of news.
What a day of news. Yeah, punctuated by getting sent to the bomb shelter this morning because the Houthis must be feeling left out of all of the activities in Saudi Arabia. Who knows?
Yeah, I think there is that, you know. I think the Middle East is quite a jealous place. So there you were running to your bomb shelter, to your shelter earlier this morning. What's interesting is that people are still fairly disciplined and they're still going. You know, they don't think, oh, it'll be intercepted. It's not a big deal. It'll be fine.
Well, don't tell anybody, but I don't have a lot of patience for it. And truthfully, if my wife and daughter weren't home, I would have been outside filming the whole thing. But, you know, there is danger. There's danger from shrapnel. That's the biggest thing. If a rocket hits my apartment building, I'm dead anyway. So that's not what I'm concerned about. But I find it to be more of an annoyance. The biggest issue was then when my family WhatsApp group starts exploding, asking if everyone's okay. And the big question is, where's the 6-year-old first grade grandson? Because he was on a bus to school, and my daughter and son-in-law have no way of communicating with him to make sure. Physically, I'm sure he was fine, but right. But it can shake you up if you hear an air raid siren and 50 kids have to scramble off a bus and lie in the dirt on the side of the road for 10 minutes.
Yeah, we don't think of that. You know, we think of it now, everybody's together, or if you go to the bomb shelter, but it really isn't that simple. Certainly not. Right, let's talk about Mohammed Sinwar. What do we know so far?
Hopefully he's been reunited with his brother Yahya Sinwar and in hell. A major attack specifically on a bunker under one of the hospitals, which everyone should be asking why the hospital allows a bunker underneath what's supposed to be a facility that's for saving lives. And it's unclear yet, but all the videos have shown tremendous explosions, but very, very specific. There's still tremendous amount of buildings that are standing. It was a very targeted attack, and hopefully he and all of his other former friends are burning in hell where they belong, but it's unknown yet. This may have been the major event that Netanyahu alluded to that was coming up. I hope not, because then one of the, so to speak, excuses for not informing the Americans while Trump was in Saudi Arabia that this was about to take place was that it was a sudden opportunity. If it was a sudden opportunity, then Netanyahu shouldn't have known about it 2 days earlier. But we don't know. But hopefully it was a successful attack. Hopefully the number of civilian casualties, if any, was minimized. And hopefully this will shake up Hamas. And there are speculations as to whether or not this may impede or hasten further negotiations to release the hostages.
The fact that that it was at the hospital, has this, I mean, this is something that Israel's been saying all the time, proving all the time. This has been one of the major sticking points and points of contention during the whole war, hasn't it?
Of course, and it would be easy just to blow up the hospital and everything underneath it, but Israel hasn't done that. It appears that the attack was on the tunnel system, because you see a chain of explosions in a linear manner. So it appears very, very, very targeted, which makes me proud. Makes me proud that we have the intelligence, makes me proud that we have the capability. Sad that we have to spend so much money on a single attack, but this is part of our defense. And there should never have been allowed any terrorist infrastructure in, next to, or under a hospital. And frankly, anyone who gets injured or killed as a result, the blame is solely on Hamas and those who allow that to take place.
There was also an article that I saw last night, or a breaking news story, about the Shin Bet having been infiltrated by somebody from Hamas, and that led Shin Bet astray when it came to October the 7th. Yet I haven't seen it in any mainstream media since then. Does that mean it's not a story, or does that mean there is potentially a gag order on that?
I haven't heard or seen anything. So this is the first I'm hearing of it. Breaking news with Howard Feldman live.
Right.
That's exciting. But you're right to question. First of all, I hate to use the term fake news, but it could be fake news.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right to question whether or not if it isn't fake news, has it been squashed and is there a gag order on further publication? In which case, then it will just be leaked to the New York Times or Wall Street Journal and then quote foreign sources. Anyway, but that's a very good question, and we always have to look at the subtext of what we're reading when it comes to Israel and the Middle East, not just the headlines.
You're right, which brings us, of course, to the whole discussion around what is happening in the region with regard to the hostage deal, with regard to Trump, with regard to a deal with Syria. A theory that I came up with this morning, I tried it with listeners. Some of them agree with me even, which makes me worry. I'm going to put it to you, and because our listeners don't love to agree with me. I'm going to put it to you and tell me what you think. We've been quite concerned over the last number of weeks about some of the statements and some of the actions of Donald Trump. When we start to look at it, the fact that he has removed sanctions from Syria, he's doing a deal there, he's become much closer, of course, to Saudi Arabia, he's going to Doha, he complimented Erdogan last week or the week before, and has done a deal with the Houthis. All of that, to me, seems part of a strategy, potentially, to deal with one of their biggest problems in the region, which is Iran. It seems to me to be a way to isolate Iran by bringing Iran's friends and supporters closer to the United States, and in doing so will pave the way to conclude a better nuclear deal. Give me your thoughts.
It's a very interesting theory. First of all, at the risk of being self-promoting, tomorrow morning at 10 Israel time, we'll mm-hmm. be doing a live webinar with two experts to try to unpack all of what's going on and what we've seen so far and what we will be seeing. So anyone's welcome to visit Genesis123.co to be in touch for the link.
Sure.
For that. But I think that certainly everything relating to what's going on has a direct or indirect cause and effect to Iran. It's hard to imagine whether or not that these are deliberate actions to push or prod Iran in a certain direction. I was interviewed yesterday by a major Christian media personality in the U.S., and we were saying that either Trump is the most brilliant tactician on the face of the earth, or he's winging it and figuring out things as they go. And I tend to lean on this instance more toward the latter, in which case I'm not sure that everything is deliberate in the sense of creating a better nuclear deal or pushing Iran closer or further. Mm. But certainly, regardless of whether it's deliberate, the cause and effect may be the same. The question is anyone in Washington and or Jerusalem or other places in the world, are we paying close enough attention to then, I don't mean it in a bad way, but manipulate the consequences in a positive way? And I don't know the answer.
Well, certainly we can't at this stage. I guess we can only speculate, and obviously we'll continue to do so. I believe that there was a 4.6 magnitude earthquake felt across Israel, the epicenter being in Greece. Did you feel it?
I did not, no. Thank God, I don't know what time it was, but considering I'm suffering from jet lag, I was sound asleep, and I'm grateful for that.
That is good news. Let's just talk about Eden Alexander. Have we learned anything further about how he is doing, how he was treated by Hamas, and what do we know about any potential travel to Doha?
He's not traveling to Qatar, thank God. I don't know who proposed that, but he's apparently apparently spoke to President Trump yesterday and will be visiting Trump at some point in the future in the White House. And that's all positive as far as what we know. The only thing I've heard that is news is that he did suffer torture and has limitations still physically as a result of the torture. He did mention in his conversation with Trump, it seemed very diplomatic, that he wouldn't go into details because all of the media was following, but apparently he was treated badly when Trump was elected or inaugurated. The treatment got better, but he was going to share the details with Trump or either in person or back channel, not with the media recording his conversation.
I thought it was very mature of him, the way in which he said there's certain things I'll just have to tell you in private because there are many.
Remarkable.
You know, think about this guy in under the conditions that he had been living and stepped out, completely an unknown guy, stepped out into world fame and is able to handle himself in that way. 21 years old, I thought that is
correct.
Absolutely remarkable.
21 years old and nearly 600 days underground, not even having exposure to all the news. So, for instance, when he met Steve Witkoff, he may have wondered who on earth is this man.
I was thinking
and
that
why
as
is
well.
He,
yeah.
Right. Right. There will be many things, but right now what he needs is time to heal physically and psychologically, and the psychological will be for the rest of his life. But
oh, for sure.
Hopefully physical won't.
You know, I can't imagine how I don't think they ever will move away from it. I'm sure these 600 days has to become part of who they are. That's the only thing that they can do is integrate it into who they are and try and live that way, because there's no way you don't put this behind you. It's just simply not possible.
Not for anyone, not at any age, not at any stage of life. And on that level, it's an appropriate Holocaust analogy too. People who suffered have brought forward in their lives and to their children and even grandchildren, we know this, trauma that's continued now for decades. And this will, on an individual level and continue on a national level, going back to my grandson, abnormal it is that a six-year-old boy has to race off a bus and lie in the dirt for 10 minutes because some band of terrorists in Yemen decide again today to shoot a rocket during school time.